Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you were able to join me today. Well, now, if any of you ever miss the broadcast or you would like to rehear them, I just like to remind folks from time to time, you can go to our website, www.unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. That's, of course, if you have internet. And we've been talking, starting on Monday's broadcast, about goal setting and faith stretching. And just by way of quick review, I shared that a goal, by definition, is an objective you wish to achieve, the end toward which effort is directed or expended. And we look some time at why people don't set goals, and I shared five reasons. First of all, lack of spiritual understanding, that we see God Himself and the giants and heroes of the Bible, and heroines, I should say, all those who are used of God, they did have goals. Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Ruth, there were purposes in all of their lives. They had goals, things they were determined to do. And of course, that beautiful life goal of Paul, he wanted to know Jesus and the power of His resurrection, the fellowship of His suffering. So there's no conflict between having godly goals based on your values and trusting God day by day, moment by moment. It's a wonderful, exciting life, but it's within the context of those goals He has placed on your heart. So there's no conflict. So sometimes there's a lack of spiritual understanding. Sometimes there's fear of facing the future, fear of failure as a result of past disappointments, past failures that you've had, and just the thought of having to make another goal. How many people say, well, I want to lose some weight, you've never accomplished that for any length of time, or you've just failed, or you've just got discouraged and gave up. Some people, three, are lazy or apathetic. They simply don't want to. It takes too much effort to make decisions. They want somebody to take care of them, that entitled mentality that somebody needs to just provide, and all I need to do is just enjoy my life and let somebody take care of all the decisions, provide for my needs, and I'll just do what I want to do. And then, of course, some don't know how to. And I shared, you arrive at goals by looking at your values. Those values will determine your priorities, and then you can set goals. And to measure or monitor a goal, there should be some time frame involved. For example, I use a day planner, not only to schedule the activities of my month, but the things that I'd like to see accomplished in that month. Generally, they're always relating to the ministry, and sometimes I don't achieve that. Why? Because some other things have arisen and I had to deal with them. So I'll just carry it over to the next month. But I am, I'm determined to get the things done that the Lord would have me to accomplish, the things that do need to be done. I gave another example. Suppose you want to read through the Bible in a year. A way to do that is get yourself a Bible reading program. And there are many out there, many good programs where you can accomplish that goal that you desire. Perhaps you want to spend a specific time with the Lord. You want to spend half an hour every day. Well, whether it's morning or evening, don't let anything interrupt that time. And you can be sure the devil will do everything he can to hinder you and to prevent you, just, to make you that defeated sense that it's no use, no matter what you do, nothing, there's always something happening and you can't achieve your goals. Well, that's a lie. And you don't accept that. And then, of course, just discouragement because of things you've experienced in the past, the heartaches, the crises, the tragedies, that there's just no desire to even set goals or make plans for your life. The whole bottom's dropped out of your life, and that happens to some folks when tragedies come in. So those are reasons why people don't, but now I want to focus on why we should set goals, aside from the fact that it is scriptural. First of all, we are, by setting goals, as we wait upon Him, allowing the Lord to help us, we are fulfilling God's purposes. Don't end up disappointed with the results of your life. If the Lord allows you advanced years, don't look back and say, I wish I would have done that. I should have done that. Because if we will walk with the Lord, He doesn't want us to feel discouraged and disappointed. We, as Christians, need to look back on our lives, as well as before the judgment seat of Christ, with a sense of approval and thanksgiving to God, without regrets or resentments. Beloved, we have only one life to live. And as I shared, I read the other day that little insert that I send with birthday cards for my spiritual family, those dates that I know have birthdays. It says, no one is too young or too old to be used by God. You're always the perfect age. And beloved, so don't say, oh, I'm just too old, you know, my life is over, because God has purpose and plans for your life right where you're at. I don't care what extenuating symptoms or circumstances may be affecting you. You may not be able to get out. You might not be able to walk or have the physical mobility that you enjoyed as a younger person. But beloved, you're still, God knows all of that, but He has a purpose. And if you really hear and respond to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying through me, then you will find some new zest for living. There's a sense of joy in feeling purposes in our daily life, as well as the major goals and things we want to accomplish. And beloved, let me just say, I don't care how much you failed in the past, it is never too late. It's never too late to start right now where you're at. And you might say, Sister Glass, you don't understand. I've just made a mess of my life. I failed myself. I failed loved ones and family so badly. I'm just, you know, they feel, and many people feel just because of what has happened in the past that they don't have, there's no hope for the future. Well, that is a lie from the devil. Just understand that God, with His help, He can help you set goals that will be in line with His plan for your life. And then secondly, there are three things I want to share with you. Secondly, is not only to please God and make God happy, but also for you to be happy. Listen, the human being was made with a desire for satisfaction, for fulfillment, to be successful in whatever. Maybe you want to learn how to play the piano, whatever, and you don't have to be a virtuoso. You can just play so that you can praise the Lord, or perhaps be used in a worship service. Whatever it is, it's part of God's plan for you to derive pleasure from the victories that He gives you. And this is especially true for men. Beloved, men need that sense of satisfaction and purpose and a sense of going toward a goal. You know, for years I've ministered and worked, for 2 years I lived on the Duck Valley Reservation, and I continue my relationship there with them. And beloved, it is tragic, just giving you an example of a whole people group that have been just deprived of the values and their life purposes. For example, the Native American male, he was a hunter, he was a warrior. And what we did, we put them on reservations, we basically stripped them of their purpose, tried to make farmers out of them. It was all part of the whole reservation system. But not addressing what was done right, what was done wrong, the effect is it emasculated them. It deprived them of purpose, of goals. And that's why you see, of all people groups, only 5% of Native Americans, as long as they've been exposed to Christianity in this country, have experienced the drug abuse and the alcohol abuse, and their lives are purposeless. Why? Because they don't have, as a man, that sense of feeling satisfied and fulfilled in who they were meant to be providers. That's, God puts those, it's in their DNA. And like a woman, we have our own sets of things that would make us happy. And so, beloved, we need to set goals and not just set them, but achieve them. Every accomplishment, beloved, is visualized in the mind. It is planned. It is dreamed about. With the promised wisdom provided by Scripture, through the Holy Spirit, you can set goals for you and your family. For example, if there are some things you want to achieve for your home, maybe you need a new refrigerator, you need a new carpet, set a budget. It's important. I know that's one of the first, when we were married, I said, okay, Brother Glass, we're going on a budget. I called him Neil, of course. I always called him Brother Glass in public and ministerial settings, but he was always Neil at home. And he went with that. And you know what we would do? For example, we were paid weekly at that time. At this point, I don't take a salary or compensation of any kind from the ministry. That was a choice I made a number of years ago. But then we were paid weekly by the church, and so there, I think it's 4 months of the year, there was like a fifth week, and I would put that in a little savings, and we could use that for a time of getting away or vacations or something like that. Some of you say, oh, I just, you know, I never get away, I can't do stuff. Well, have you set financial goals? Have you? And it's simple. Just look at what your income is, what you get every month, and what your expenditure is. And beloved, you can live a very satisfied life once you start seeing your goals being accomplished. Look at Hannah in the Bible. She had a dream. She wanted a son, and she had a goal that if God gave her a son, she would give him to the Lord all the days of his life. And that's exactly what happened. Praise God. Well, I see my time is gone, and it's flown by. I was hoping, I hope we can finish this tomorrow. We'll just see. And because I have some few more things to share, thank you so much for joining me. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.